Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, DGS giving you a little bit of content on our day off. Rach, you want to take the reins?
Yeah. Have you guys seen previews for this movie, Smile?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't.
Oh, okay. Shocker. So I went to go see Nope over the break, our vacation, and they started playing this trailer and I almost walked out of the theater and didn't watch the movie that I paid to see because I was so scared of this. So the concept is a monster or some sort of being takes over someone, and whenever this dark presence is upon them, they just like have a creepy smile. Yeah. And that's how... Yeah, okay, thank you. I'm like, what is wrong with me that I think this is so scary? Like, just a
because
little nuance like that.
Creepy smiles in real life, so it could be anybody.
Yeah, I saw that. I just think it's fascinating how different people are, because there are things that scare me or bother me that you guys would laugh at. And when I saw that trailer for Smile, I was like rolling my eyes so hard.
Oh,
I'm like,
so
people
scared.
Are smiling? Like, oh my God.
It creeped me out. And more than that, I have an issue with being non-consensually shown like a super scary trailer.
I get
like,
that.
Like all around, I dread Halloween coming up. I like a lot of scary movies, but I'm kind of like you, Dave. I'm more like cerebral scary. You know what I mean? Like.
And you want to meet them on your own terms.
Yeah, I want like a thinking man scary. I don't want
Yeah, but if you're watching TV, you don't have an option on if they're going to show a commercial.
That's
for
what
a scary movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I don't
so across the board.
I just don't like when you're like watching TV and you're watching like you know Two and a Half Men on
so you
TBS
think that
or whatever.
Trailers should be. Less scary.
Yeah, yeah. And I get that you want to be like really scary and entice the horror junkies to come and see your movie, but it's like, man, it's like 10:30 at night. I'm just trying to watch like American Dad.
Nick and I didn't see a movie for about 3 years. When he was about 5, we went to see something, who knows, Toy Story, whatever. And they showed a trailer for Small Soldiers. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
One of the first like CGI things. I'll never forget it. Little fat Japanese looking Nick sitting there next to me, and he's watching it, and he watches the whole trailer, and he goes, let's go. And we walked out and we didn't go back to the theater for 3 years.
I'm good.
So Nick's kind of proving Andrew's point there.
Yeah.
No, I seriously almost walked out and I thought, what is wrong with me that this little nuance is so terrifying? Like I always bring up the movie Us, which I did end up watching, and slept with the lights on for like 4 days. I was so scared. But just the idea of having a doppelganger who is evil scares me so bad. You can show me a million like demon, ghost. I am scared of aliens, but you know, classic horror stuff like that, and it's a little spooky to me. But in general, I'm fine. But you show me a creepy smile, and I'm just like lights on.
What if you're the evil one? What if there's a Rachel doppelganger out there somewhere afraid of you?
You know what? That's kind of the plot of the movie. Not to be a spoiler alert, but that's kind of the
but
whole point.
I think it's because there's like, you know, werewolves, ghosts, whatever. Even if you believe in that stuff, there's kind of like a fantastical element to
it. This is like real stuff. This
yes,
is if I saw it in real life. Exactly.
Yeah.
If
a
someone
guy
were
with
smiling creepily at me like that, I'd be like, ugh,
yeah.
Please stop.
Like,
is it called Smile, : the Shawn Michael Lyle story?
No, it's
oh my
not.
God. Stop
what? You guys stop
But there's,
it.
You know, I mean, there's the, there's a.
The guy bullies
stop
me.
Being nice.
Okay, he bullies me. There, I've said it. I outed him.
Oh my gosh.
John is just ruthless to Dave on like texting him, cyberbullying him.
If I get one more wedgie.
Ooh, you guys know what happened last night? I, after like 4 months, finally finished my continuing education for my real estate courses.
Nice.
So I got my real estate license over 2020 just because I was kind of looking for something to do. And who knew what was going to happen? I was like, it might be good to have like another income stream coming in. And every 2 years, you have to do 12 hours of continuing education. And usually, like real estate agents just go and they sit in a class for like a day or two and they're done. Me, the genius that I am, thought I will take the class. I will pay to take the classes online so that I can learn at my own pace. And 12 hours of coursework probably turned into about, I don't know. Like I said, it took me like 4 months because I would work on it for 15 minutes and then be like, oh, I could be watching TV and turn it off and go do something else. So it got me thinking about like all these kids who have been doing remote learning and stuff, or, you know, like people homeschool and stuff, and they're like, I can learn at my own pace and it's fine. I'm sure for so many people it works, but for the people like me who it doesn't work with, oh, it just made such a normally like kind of pain in the butt activity just 20,000 times harder.
I think I would. Well, here's what I was like at home during COVID, because we were able to work from home, some of us. I had to work and I probably overworked and went way above and beyond because I didn't want anyone to think that I wasn't working, and I didn't want anything hanging over my head. So I think same thing with that. If I had to take a class like that or do any education from home, I think I would keep up on it and almost get ahead of myself because I wouldn't want it hang. If I have something hanging over my head, it's horrible. I can't do anything.
But when you're here live, you're fine being lazy.
For sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I will feel.
Because I'm like putting in the hours. You can
I hear
see
it. You can see
yeah.
it. Yeah.
yeah. So, no, Trish was there.
I can feel, I feel that weight of things hanging over my head, but for some reason, I will still procrastinate. Like, I will still just be like, oh, I'm so miserable that this is hanging over my head. And it's like, I could just do it and get it done, but instead, I'll just sit there.
Two examples
and
of that. So, in law school, pardon me, you get a week, study week, to prepare for your exams. My first year, exams are everything. You only get one grade per year. It's your future. And so you need that week. And I'm really good, Rach knows this, at planning things. Like, I love when we're going on a trip. I love planning. 5 hours will be in Nashville, blah. So I planned my whole week. I had it down, and I don't know if I studied at all. I'd be like, okay, contracts. And I'd be like, you know what? I need to go throw rocks at a tree. And I would literally go out and throw rocks at a tree. I would do, and I'm like, I think the Flintstones marathon's on.
It's like that Seinfeld when George and Jerry were trying to write the script yes. for their NBC yes. show.
And the other thing, I don't remember exactly how this went down, but I worked for a company that did mediation, and I was flying to Washington, D.C. to talk to Paul Simon, not the singer, but the senator, to see if he wanted to be a mediator for us. And I sat next to this guy who's all politico, and he was like, you should run for office, or you should be an ambassador or something. Because I'm, I don't know, 29. And I decided, in a very Dave way, that I'm not only going to be an ambassador, I'm going to be an ambassador to China. Mm-hmm. And so to do that, I better learn how to speak Mandarin.
Sure.
And I bought a book. It... 10 inches thick. And I remember sitting down, and like everyone is gone. I'm sitting down and I put on my little cheater glasses. I'm like, I'm not going to do this. Like, just, I didn't have any money, and I invested like $150 in that book, and my whole future just went up in 5 seconds. I'm not going to do this.
What made you think you could learn a language from buying a book? I mean, that would be extremely hard.
You've
with
met
no
me.
Instructor.
Yeah.
Or
no, you've met me.
It's like one of the most complex languages you could ever learn.
I'm just going to read this and all of a sudden
he learns all the
language.
Words in the book, but they're all pronounced wrong.
I was just
wrong.
Picturing like the last scene of Star Wars where they're getting their medals and like, thank you, Ambassador Glover, for saving the world from World War III.
Getting the Medal of Freedom.
Yes.
I love that about you, Dave. I will be an ambassador. Where could I be of best use? Oh, probably China.
Yeah. Why not Canada?
Who else is better for the job?
Or even an easier language.
Who's more like, qualified than me?
You could have picked Mexico or something.
I think I'm ready to take on the big dogs here.
So stupid. So stupid.
Man, speaking of stupid, do you ever like catch yourself being advertised to and you stop and think like, wait, why do I even want this? This just happened to me because Kim Kardashian is doing a collaboration with Beats by Dre, those little earbuds that you can get, and she made like a Skims version. She has her shapewear line and everything's in neutral colors, so it's like skin colored earbuds, and I'm legitimately looking at them like, oh, I could spend $200. I don't need earbuds. I have a $25 pair from Target that work just fine and I like a lot. I don't need them to be the color of my skin. I've never considered buying the Beats by Dre brand. Like, what am I doing? Why did that advertising work on me?
Did you feel like they were trying to make a statement? I felt like there was some sort of social statement behind that, but I couldn't figure out what it was. Did you feel like that at all?
Like, how so?
Because it was skin colored? I don't know. I felt like they were trying to make a big statement, but I wasn't quite connecting the dots.
Well, the tagline is like Skims by Dre, whatever, stand out or blend in or stand out. So I guess you could get any color you wanted. Like, it wouldn't be like frowned upon for me to get a different skin tone than I am. But yeah, I guess I kind of get what you're saying because it's all neutral colors and they're kind of encouraging you to match it to your skin tone.
Yes.
But they're kind of not at the same time.
That could be really dangerous and they could be asking themselves for a lot of trouble or asking for a lot of trouble.
You know what I thought was interesting is Kim Kardashian is, I'm sorry to turn the conversation to Kim like this, Dave, but she for the longest time was like the ultimate like spray tan, tried to make herself look like basically like a different race than she actually was. Like,
and
she
would
be
me.
So much darker. No, but now she's like, she's going paler again. And I noticed in all those ads, she was going with the palest version of the, like basically like the white person earbud, whereas before she would maybe try to do like the mixed race thing. They call it like blackfishing, like you're trying to pretend like you're a different race than you are. She's kind of backing off that right now, and I've just noticed it. I've noticed people write about it and people post about it, but I noticed that in the ad, like, interesting, Kimmy. You're kind of backing off that whole thing. Maybe the problematic nature of trying to pretend you're like basically a different race than you actually are is going to catch up with you someday, and you're trying to get ahead of that.
Aren't the Jenners still kind of doing that though? Like the younger ones, Kendall and Kylie. Yeah, they've been accused
Kendall
of that
doesn't
a lot.
As much, but Kylie definitely.
I don't know that anything could take them down.
Like, no,
any of them. I don't know if they're too rich or just too untouchable or just don't care enough.
Maybe it's not a cancelable thing. Maybe it's just like, hey, that's not the trend anymore, which makes it way worse that you were doing that to be trendy rather than like that's what you consider to be your actual identity.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I think we solved that.
I think we did.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Right back, DGS. Welcome back, guys. DGS, relying heavily on Rach for this stuff. Rach, go ahead.
Well, speaking of spray tanning and stuff, as we did with Kim Kardashian in the last segment, I was just telling the guys on our little break here that I typically, for the past like 4 or 5 summers, have spray tanned like every 3 days or something. I get a plan and I go in and I try to be, you know, look more tan than I actually am because I'm not tan at all summer long. And this summer, I just hit my breaking point. I don't know if it's just like I'm getting older and I'm tired of trying so hard, but I just am tired of driving to go do it. It seems like a giant waste of time. I'm tired of keeping up with it and I'm going through kind of withdrawals, though. I'm like completely non-tan right now, and it's still a struggle to like look at myself in the mirror and be like, you look okay, even though I know I look fine. It's just like a thing in my head. And I'm wondering, like, do you guys have anything like that where it's like, if I saw anyone else who had my skin tone, I'd be like, they look great. Like, I wouldn't even think about it, but I'm so hard on myself. Like, I have to look a certain way.
Everything. I have everything. Everything you can have, I have. I really do. Like, I have the same thing with spray tanning that you do. And there's no way to say this without it sounding self-serving. But I'm just going to say it because you're talking about it. So I'm going to be 58 in a couple weeks. And I think I look younger than 58. I think my body looks younger than 58. Like, I'm ahead of the curve. Fine. I can't let that be enough. Does that make sense? Like, I probably weigh about 190, and 180 is like my fighting weight. 190 with my build is not bad. It's certainly not bad at 58, but I can't just settle into it. I can't just go, yeah, this is fine. I always have to keep trying to weigh what I did like in high school, which is dumb.
Which would be
I mean,
crazy.
It's just stupid.
It's not going to happen. Well, I'm just saying it's not. And both of you, and I do it to myself too on other things. The things you're talking about, like, I think you're crazy. But if I told you the things that I would be worried about, you would think I was crazy. You know, I mean, we're always the most critical on ourselves.
Like, yeah, what are your 100%. Insecurities?
Yeah.
a lot of things, you know, weight.
Let's talk about
wrinkles.
Wrinkles, then go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's shut up. Your skin's changing. The texture of your skin. There's so many things that happen. And you guys, when I was 30, I didn't think any of it will happen to me.
Right.
And it's like a switch is flipped.
Yeah.
And a toin is cost, and all this stuff starts happening, and you're like, what's going on? And then you come to the realization that this is how it's going to be, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And you just have to come to terms with it, which I have not yet, but I'm trying.
Yeah, I know people, they say it looks fine, and I'm sure it does, and I appreciate that, but I don't need a compliment, I'm just saying.
And don't talk about your hair, because we always tell you how good a hair you have.
I know, but
he's gesturing towards his hair already.
I'm going to beat your ass.
Getting gray hair.
A beautiful head of hair.
More hair than three generations of Glubbers.
But it's not about having hair, it's that it's going gray.
No, it is about having hair.
Andrew, Trish and I have both told you on multiple occasions, I like the gray in your hair.
That's
it looks handsome.
That's my point.
Do you want?
People like it and they say it looks fine, but I just feel weird about it. I'm only 32. I feel weird getting like gray hair. I always thought about that as like an older person.
32-year-olds who lose their hair.
I know. I just feel weird about it. It just feels strange.
No, I was a 14-year-old that lost my hair. 32, I was already in and out of a wig.
Let me tell you something. The chicks dig the salt and pepper distinguished look.
Okay, I'll do something worse then. So if I saw something like my big old bowl full of jelly here, if I saw like somebody
gesturing
else
toward his stomach.
Yes, I'm jiggling my stomach. If I saw somebody else that was like that size, I'd be like, oh, they look fine. I wouldn't think like, oh, that person's big as a house. But like myself, when I look at that, I'm like, dude, you know what I mean?
Everybody's like that.
Yeah.
I think it's just, I think it's just like a human. Is that like advertising? Is it
probably
the so-called like beauty standards or whatever? Like what? Because I never really think about that too much. I never really thought about it until you brought it up just now, honestly.
I think that's part of it, but then once in a while you come across the person where you're like, I can't believe you don't see what I see. Like, not to be mean. And it's usually it's not an appearance
taking
thing.
A turn.
But it's more like, you know, it's like
a couple of fat asses.
It's not about weight, but it's about people who are like, oh, wow, you really think that you are like the biggest thing since sliced bread. And like, I'm not necessarily seeing it. But you see it, so maybe there's something wrong with me.
It's like, you got to give it to him for the confidence.
Yeah,
though,
but that's the thing.
I'm just not familiar.
The thing. It feels like 10% of the population got 100% of the confidence, and it's like they took it from the rest of us. Like the rest of us have to like wallow in like insecurities and all these like tiny little things that we consider flaws or whatever.
I really think
and they're just like, I'm perfect.
Take the most beautiful person. Name one, Gisele Bündchen or Kim Kardashian. I bet they have 10 insecurities that they would rattle off. I swear. I really do think that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they would look the way they do if they didn't. You know what I mean? I mean, those people are maybe even the most unhealthy because they have what you might consider like an obsession with.
Yeah. And they have a standard they have to live up to for the rest
of us. It's funny. If there was like a sensor, you know, you put your hand over it and it tells you how confident you are. And you have like a room full of Kim Kardashians and Brad Pitts and they're scoring like 89s and all this. And then Wheeler comes walking in and he's rocking a 99 or 100 or he breaks the machine.
Yeah, machine explodes.
I love how just now we were like, no judgment. Tell us about your biggest insecurities. And then Andrew went and we're all like, shut up. Your hair looks good. What do you want, another compliment, you big baby?
Well, that's why I try to get out ahead of that and be like, I know. But I still
can't
help.
That one makes me mad.
His hair.
Like, yeah. I shaved my beard over the, I keep wanting to say over the break, too.
Over summer break.
Over vacation. And, like, the whole thing was just gray. Like, a bunch of gray hairs fell out.
See,
and that's so weird because, like, I look at Dave's goatee is gray, and I think it looks fantastic.
One of the weird things about me. If there's one thing I know, it's that Andrew's attracted to me. I always have that. No matter how chubby or white I feel.
He'll make you feel better.
I always know that Andrew wants me.
You can fall back on that.
No, that's a weird thing about me because I am admittedly a little bit obsessed with age and looking younger and the whole bit. But I love that my beard is getting grayer. And being out on the beach, it bleaches out. I don't know. It's just weird that some things.
That's the thing you like.
Yeah. That's the thing I like. And it's probably the thing that makes you look the oldest.
Are you going to do the fisherman beard again over the winter?
That I didn't do it last year, did I? I don't think I've
been a little, not really.
Not much.
It's been a while since you went full.
Yeah. You ever see me with the big beard?
I think so. You look like the guy in the with the
here we go
fisherman sweater.
Thanks.
Yeah. What's that guy?
Gordon. Yes. Yeah, the Gordon. Yes. He dates Mrs. Paul's.
Yeah. Yes, I remember it.
Thank you.
I think you broke Dave's brain whenever you're like, it's not going to happen. I just saw him like, oh.
Well, I hate, let me, I've never seen someone who looks so good be so obsessed about their weight. And I hate that you do that to yourself. So that's why I'm just telling you, yeah, it's not going to happen. Stop it.
Yeah. No, it's not going to happen. You're right, though. You are right.
And if it did, it probably wouldn't look healthy.
No,
right
I weighed
now.
About no, 165 in high school, and I would.
Oh, that yeah, that, yeah. That wouldn't
you
that
would
look
like
good.
A popsicle.
But I didn't in high school. That's weird.
Because
isn't
you're
it?
A teenager.
I know, but still, like it's the same.
You're like
frame.
Me when I watch that show Cheer on Netflix. I'm like, why can't I have an athletic body like these 19-year-olds who do nothing but cheerlead all day long? Like, why don't I look like that? Well. You're much older than them. You're not an athlete like them. Like, it's just like when you're a teenager, your body is just different. You're never going to get back to that.
And that metabolism, I mean, that thing's a beast. Mm-hmm. It just, it's kind of just your body decides
and we're
what
at
it's going to do.
The stage where it's like non-existent. So it's even harder.
Mine hit me. I've told this story before, but I never had an ounce of fat on me until Jen got pregnant with Nick. And I was 30. And she gained 40 pounds with the pregnancy, and I gained 50.
Was it sympathy?
Yeah.
They call that, like,
Yeah, sympathy eating. But I was always able, I mean, I didn't eat crazy amounts, but I didn't have to watch it that much. I just had a 31, 32-inch waist, and I porked up just in, like, those months. Huh. And I, but you know what? It was really good for me because, I'm just going to confess this, before ever gaining weight, I was really judgmental. Not like, oh, you're overweight and you look bad. Just like, eat a salad. Do a setup. Come on, how hard can it be? And then when I gained weight and I tried to lose it, I was like, okay.
If I'm being honest, I was kind of like that. Because I was very thin and fit in like high school. And it wasn't until...
Marching band fit.
Marching band fit.
I love that.
And it wasn't
marching band fit.
It's extremely
like it's really a thing.
Physical. Thing.
And it started in
I just picture like the scene from Top Gun where they're all like oiled up and playing volleyball. Right. They're all taking out their bassoons and the women are swooning. They're like, that's right.
Basically... But it wasn't until like college my metabolism started to catch up with me, but that wouldn't stop me from like, it's a Thursday night, I'll go to Walgreens and get a bag of tiny Reese's cups and eat the entire thing in one night. And then, but yeah, I would do that kind of same thing. I'd be like, come on, people, is it really that tricky? And then when I was like, by the time I was like 24, I was like, it kind of
is that tricky.
It actually
is. It is that tricky. If you could go back, Trish, would you... not start smoking?
Yes.
Would you really?
Yeah. I really enjoy it. I know. Sorry.
It's okay.
I really, really enjoy it. I can't, if I could snap my fingers and quit, I would, but I am just not mentally ready for that. Feels like climbing a mountain.
I love how realistic you are. I mean that. Like you just seem very
not
level headed.
Like, yeah. Not like making things up or anything.
I mean, I truly enjoy it, but it just, I know a lot of people have had great success, whether it be the patch or the pills, whatever they take, or just cold turkey. It just feels like, I don't think I could do it. And I don't like starting things knowing I can't finish it, because mm-hmm. then that'll make me not finish it for sure.
I didn't know this. My dad quit, probably he was about 50, smoked his whole life. And he just quit one day. And I don't think it was any sort of a health scare. And I didn't know this. My mom told me recently. He carried the same pack of cigarettes the rest of his life.
Really?
Yeah.
And was not tempted. Well, maybe tempted, but
yeah,
didn't.
Whatever.
Wow.
But he didn't do it until
that's crazy.
He was in the nursing home
that's
with
intense.
Alzheimer's. And my mom would always be real finicky about his hair. And my dad didn't know who he was. He just knew he didn't like her. And so we showed up one day, and he had a burr haircut, like shaved, and he was smoking. And my mom was like, Jack, I'm like,
let him go.
If he wants to start shooting heroin, I'll buy it for him, you know? So
poor guy.
All right, quick break, right back, DGS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.